And 15, the time is now 6:02. Public comments and receipt of petition. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on the agenda and posted in accordance with law. So anyone who'd like to speak, when you come up, please state your name and address. Okay, seeing none. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
I sent out the Planning and Zoning Commission annual survey. It says 2014, but that's because we started it last year again. So for those of you that didn't get a chance to do it the last time or it went to your junk mail or something, you should have a new copy of it. Thanks.
Well, we don't have to answer it twice.
No.
Good.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
Thank you. Okay, 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of December 8th, 2014. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Go ahead.
Richard, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or corrections? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Five point one. Consideration to approve R&R Estate being a subdivision of 1.394 acres located in the Joseph House Survey A-34, Harris County, Texas, and being that same track as described under HCCF number F401537. Staff, could we please have a report?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Tomball ISD. They have already submitted those. Address minor comments, decimal points, square footage, signature dates, and correct title. Correct required notes and remove improvements. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or questions? Please enter your vote now. Seriously, is it still confirming? Okay, what happened?
You hit abstain instead of.
Oh. Okay, how do I undo it?
You don't. Do you want to have the show that you voted aye?
Yes.
Okay.
I hit aye. Why did
motion carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Weird. There's a training we needed.
5.2, consideration to approve Yopon Trail Section 1, a subdivision of 10.9460 acres of land being a replat of Unrestricted Reserve E, final plat of Leslie's Park, recorded in film code number 400005 HCMR, situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD. Remove all building lines, which the builder would like to keep the building lines on the plat just for a little more reinforcement, which is fine with the city. Add correct signature blocks for mayor, city secretary, city manager, and city engineer. Change the water line easement and the sanitary sewer easement to general City of Tomball utility easements and address minor comments with the decimals for square footage. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion right, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Five point three, consideration to approve zoning case P14-255, request by the City of Tomball to amend section 650-69D, single family estate residential district area regulations of the Tomball Code of Ordinances with regards to minimum building setbacks, and section 50-76C, general retail district height required regulations of the Tomball Code of Ordinances with regards to maximum building height. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. The request tonight is for two changes to the zoning ordinance. The first change is to reduce the side building setback line in the SF20 district from 25 feet to 10 feet. So this is an exhibit showing how the minimum side building setbacks are currently established in our residential districts. As you go from left to right, it goes Ag District, SF20, SF9, SF6. So the lot sizes are getting smaller and smaller as you go to the left and right. But you'll see that in the Ag District, it's a 15-foot side setback. And then in the SF20 district, it jumps up to 25 and then drops back down to 5 and 5 for SF9 and SF6. Normally, the way zoning ordinances are written is they would start to decrease as your lot sizes start to decrease as well. In our case, in our city, it doesn't specifically do that. So it's 25 now. City staff is proposing to drop it down to 10 so that there's kind of a consistent decrease in the side setbacks as the lots get smaller and smaller. So the proposed amendment is to remove the 25-foot side setback and replace it with 10 feet. And add language that says the minimum side yard of a corner lot adjacent to a street shall not be less than 15 feet, except where a lot sides on a designated arterial street, such side yard shall not be less than 25. And you may recognize that language because it's the same language for the side street portions for the SF9 and SF6 districts. The second change is to increase the maximum building height in the general retail district from 42 feet to 70 feet. Again, this chart shows the non-residential zoning districts, and going from left to right, they're more intense districts. So the office district is the least intense non-residential district we have, and the light industrial district, which is on the far right, is the most intense. City staff is proposing to increase that to 70, so it's the same as all the other zoning districts. The actual language that will change in the zoning ordinance is to remove the 42-foot max and replace it with 70, and remove the additional heights may be approved by CUP. And you may be asking why we're taking these now before you. For the SF20 side setbacks, over the last 2 years, we've had three Board of Adjustments cases, all requesting side setback reductions, P13-067, P14-165, P14-219. Two of those were in Hunterwood, and one of those is on Rudolph. And for the general retail building heights, y'all saw a case back in October for a new Marriott where the applicant was requesting an increase in the height from 42 feet to 65 feet. Y'all approved that request. It then went to City Council, and when they were hearing the case, they directed city staff to bring back a text amendment to 70 feet. Public hearing notice was published in the Tomball Tribune on the 22nd, and as of today, we haven't gotten any public comments back in regards to either of these. That concludes staff's presentation, and we're happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. Now, the public hearing on zoning case P14-255 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:12. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. All right, it seems no one's speaking. All righty. Public hearing is now closed. The time is 6:12. All righty. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-255?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, is there any discussion or questions?
I do.
Uh-huh.
On the document, it's got a red line out of the conditional use permit as a change. Does that mean that they cannot get a conditional use permit for above 70 feet for any?
That's right. So the way our zoning ordinance is set up is towards the front, it has different sections for the different boards.
Right.
So we have one for the Board of Adjustments, one for P&Z, one for City Council. And in the Board of Adjustments section, it talks about one of the duties that they have is to hear variances. And so the variances are typically for building setbacks, building heights, those types of things. So we're removing that allowance to come to City Council, P&Z, and to go before Board of Adjustments, which is already an established power for that board. Another kind of benefit of doing that is the Board of Adjustments is a one-time meeting.
Right.
So if you want something taller than 70 feet, if this is changed and you want something taller than 70 feet, it's a one-time meeting, right? One public hearing. Whereas if you want a CUP, you have to come before Planning and Zoning Commission for a recommendation, two readings to City Council, wait 14 days, and it's a much more timely process for to doing it through the Board of Adjustments.
Okay. And then the last question is there any other reason why you were doing this other than what you've cited in here? I mean, has anyone come forward with a proposal that they need to have a building that's taller than 42 feet?
Nope.
Or
no, yeah. We saw the case for the Marriott on Medical
right.
Complex. And when we took it to council, they directed us because they're asking, you know, why is the office district 70? And then it
okay.
basically cuts in half the general retail.
Okay.
I don't think we had a good answer. So,
yeah.
And we were directed to, so.
Okay, good. Okay, that's it. Thanks.
Rodney, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Is this taking care of all the building heights? We're talking about residential and, I'm sorry, setbacks and heights. You're taking care of it all at once in this one proposal?
Well, in this proposal, we're requesting only for the single family 20 district for the side setbacks, because that's where we've seen the biggest issues over the last 2 years. The other setbacks, we just haven't seen the volume of requests to go before the Board of Adjustments. And that's kind of always kind of a sign that there may be an issue with the zoning ordinance.
You had three examples in, what, 6 years? Residential?
Three examples in 2 years. Yeah.
Well, in total, since zoning has been in effect, you've got three.
Oh, since the
that's
adoption of the zoning ordinance, I'm not sure of that number, but I can get it for you.
No, that's not. I guess what I have a problem with is the more space between me and my neighbor, the better I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 11 feet from my neighbor, which, you know, I'd rather not, but it is what it is. And my concern is we've got something very distinct with residential, which that's what we're trying to protect, and then the retail, that's not a big deal. But how do you, you know, here's an amendment lumping both of them together.
And I'm sorry if there was, if I didn't explain this well enough, but the side setback portion is only going to be for the SF20. It wouldn't apply to the general retail district. We're not proposing to change general retail.
Yeah, height for the retail and
right.
then setbacks for the
yes, sir.
Residential.
Yes, sir.
Well, again, you know, my neighbor's 11 foot from me, and I would like more space. I'm just concerned about taking something away that we've, as a city, have enjoyed.
Yeah, if your neighbor's not in the SF20 district, this wouldn't apply.
Right.
So whatever the current standards are would continue to be.
Okay. To address one thing you mentioned, you mentioned that these amendments were coming forward as one item.
Right.
The commission can choose to recommend one or the other or both.
We can?
Yes.
Oh.
And in the form of an amended motion.
See, I learned something tonight. Okay.
That's good.
And as such, if we can do that, could we actually vote separately on them?
I'd look to Lauren on that. I think you'd amend the motion, and then if the commission...
The motion would have to be amended, and it would have to be an all or nothing, because it's one presentation.
Right, it's one presentation. That's what I thought.
So we can't split it?
No.
Oh, amended to split it. Okay.
Yeah. To say I vote for this one this way and I vote for this one this way in the motion.
Okay.
Right.
We can't say vote, though.
Well, you would...
The motion would be to adopt it with, you know...
With the with changes.
Side setback and X building height. And I say that, so, and I don't think there's any consideration, but it would have to be less than the proposed building height, not more.
Right, okay. Well, my concern, as I've discussed with staff previously, is the fact that I realize what you're saying about the fact that ag has a 15-foot side setback. I would not have a problem with reducing the side setback to 15. I don't like it, but I can live with it. And I think it's a fair compromise. I do believe that taking it down to 10 is really just for the size of lots, the type of house, considering that our comprehensive plan that we adopted has standards for wanting to keep the type of rural ambiance and atmosphere in those areas that the regulations were specifically designed to keep. I understand that we do have to be flexible, it's a living document, et cetera, but at the same time, if we want to grow our city in a planned manner, even though it's already zoned, I think that what we need to do is think about the decisions we're making and the unintended consequences. I really think 10 foot is way too hard. I went out and measured my side yard, and from the street, I'm 23 feet. I went and remeasured again. And from my neighbor, I'm 16 feet. I have just under a half acre lot, which is 20,000 square feet. If I was any closer to the street or to my neighbor, it would not work. And if you're going to build a house that big, we're going to have lots that are going to have humongous homes that are just right on top of streets. And I just really am concerned about safety and a lot of other criteria that I think we're going to be changing that shouldn't be done. That's my personal opinion. And so
you're thinking it should be 15, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay.
Personally, I think it should be 20 or 25, but, you know, 15. Yes, I would like to recommend that we consider that if that's agreeable with the rest of the commission. And that would make it the same as ag, even though ag is a larger area.
Well, my question would be, how do we make that happen in this forum?
You can amend your motion to adopt the recommendation as it currently stands to adopt it with 15-foot minimum side building setback and
not
the 70-foot height.
Right.
You know, so we don't
can,
need it.
You can amend your motion. You okay. have to amend your motion because you made it.
I didn't make a motion. I was asking questions about splitting it.
No, you made the motion to approve.
Yes, you did make the motion to open the so we could and a second so we could open the discussion.
To amend the motion.
You made the original motion, so you would have to be the person to amend your motion.
Okay.
And then the person that seconded would have to second.
And then you would have to second.
Right.
Okay. What's next then?
Do you want to amend your motion to make it a 15-foot setback,
right?
Side setback, or do you want to leave it at 25, or do you want to accept staff's recommendation?
How did you get to 10 feet? Why 10 feet? Why not 12 feet, 13 feet, 14 feet?
So the zoning ordinance now is set up. I'm going the wrong way. I'm sorry.
It's now 25.
Yeah, it's 25 right now, but it was 15 for ag, which is the biggest one.
45,000 square feet.
Yeah, and then it's a 5-foot side setback for 9 and 6, so the difference between the two was 10. So it goes 15 to 5, so in between those two on a 5-foot increment would have been.
So, okay, yeah. just proportionally as the way you did
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yep.
I'm frankly good with 15.
An SF9 lot is 9,000 square feet, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Minimum.
Minimum. Mm-hmm. And SF6 is 6,000, so an SF20 is 20,000.
And that's a large lot.
Yeah. It's twice as large plus of a 9.
The area on the side, so a 25-foot setback means 50 foot of land.
Mm-hmm.
So 15 foot means 30 foot of land. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's a permanent structure, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Permanent structure. I mean, like fencing can go on it, and anything that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So the way it reads in here, it says staff was recommending 10 feet. It says minimum side yard of a corner lot adjacent to a street shall not be less than 15 feet, except where a lot sides on a designated arterial street, such side yard shall not be less than 25. So minimum side yard, if you made your adjustment, would be 15 and not 10.
Right.
So do you want to amend your motion?
You're ready for it? Okay. Did I propose to amend the...
Y'all have answered all the questions I had.
Okay. We're ready.
I propose to amend the proposed amendment to 15 feet setback for section 50 to 69 and the staff recommendations for the height regulation at 70 feet as stated.
And do you second?
Is that a good... Did he do it right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I second.
I needed a little training on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Please enter your vote now.
And this is on the amended
motion. On the amended motion. With the 15-foot step back.
Shot. Barbara?
I hit... Seriously?
Motion as amended carries unanimously.
I've hit it three times. All right. Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned and the time is 6:25.
You have a motion.
Oh, I need a motion. You're right. I'm skipping it. Can I have a motion to adjourn, please?
You have one.
I seriously need it. I do, Richard.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
All right. So enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, and the time is now 6:25. We are adjourned.
I'm the duty seconder to the...